Hello, everyone. This is Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting, and I want to thank you for tuning in for this week's Hero of the Week. We'll journey back to Afghanistan and hear from Specialist Kelvin Steele, who is a member of the Oklahoma Army National Guard. Specialist Steele, it's good to have you joining us today.
Good to be here.
Specialist, how long have you been part of the Guard, and what do you normally take care of?
I've been in the Guard for about 5 years. I'm a unit supply specialist / armorer. Back home, I usually take care of managing weapons. Any malfunctions or problems occur, I can look at it, fix it. If I can't fix it above my level, I'll get a money order on it, get it fixed. And as a supply clerk, I handle clothing records, issuing and turning in, ordering gear and supplies for guys.
Okay. And over there in Kandahar, how many people would you say you're taking care of at this one time?
At the moment, I'm currently not doing supply here. I'm on a guard force. We have a guard compound with some very important people. It's sure no one gets in. It's not authorized to be in. And pretty much protecting the guys here.
Okay, that's much the case in wartime where you're serving in a different capacity. Now, you're in charge or you're responsible for something called an inner compound. Help us understand what that is, Specialist.
Yeah. There's an outer perimeter, and that's where right before you get outside the wire. The inner compound is more so in some more stationed inside of the FOP. And so that's where some work goes on at, and we protect them there.
Okay. Now, is this where people are?
A group of guys over here that...
Go ahead. Say that again, Specialist. I'm sorry.
We have a group of guys over here that protect out there from the inner compound. Pretty much, we have set people up to be in here. You don't have the proper identification to be inside the compound. If you are allowed to be in there, then we can get you in. We can look you up and see if you can be in here. If not, you have to be escorted through the whole compound.
Okay.
So we pretty much don't let anybody that's not supposed to be in here.
Okay, and that's regardless of whether they are U.S. forces or not. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, well, we appreciate the fact that you do your job so well. Now, have you been involved in any combat since you've been in the country?
I have not.
Well, we're glad about that. And what would you say is the most difficult part of your duties, Specialist Steele?
It's the long hours. You know, 12 hours on, 12 hours off, and it flies by when you're off.
Yeah. I'll bet. And
yeah,
what would you
probably
say?
The hardest part.
Yeah. What would you say is the most fulfilling or rewarding part of your duties over there currently?
The whole rewarding thing is I've always wanted to deploy my military career, and so it's just rewarding being over here knowing that I'm doing something positive, something good for my country.
Where's home and family for you, Specialist Steele?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, where's home and family for you back here in the States?
Back in Lawton, Oklahoma, wife and two girls.
And any family that served in the military before you?
Yes, my sister served one tour in Iraq. She did 3 years active duty. And my grandpa is a retired sergeant major. I can't remember exactly how many years he did.
And why do you serve in the military, Specialist Steele, and where do you get your motivation from each day?
Initially, I joined to be able to go to college and give my daughter the life she needed. And then it became more so I'm going to follow my grandpa's footsteps. And I get my motivation from my wife and kids. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to be strong enough to be here and do what I do.
Specialist Kelvin Steele of the Oklahoma Army National Guard, I'm grateful for your time today, and on behalf of my listeners, let me extend our thanks for your dedication to serving in America's armed forces. May God bless you and watch over you and those you serve with, along with your family. We honor you, Specialist Kelvin Steele, as our Hero of the Week.